To music from across the decades, here on White Horse Radio.
Wilson's album of the week.
Phil Wilson's vinyl revival.
And before we go into our album of the week, thank you so much to Alan Clark for debuting his single on the show. And his album is going to be out on vinyl very, very soon indeed. Who's going to be on next week's show? You never know who it's going to be unless you head over to this radio station website, or otherwise head over to facebook.com/ Vinyl Revival Radio Show or Phil Wilson Official, and you can find out details there. But back to business and our album of the week. And this week it's coming from Boy Meets Girl. It's called Five, the album, and it's of course on vinyl. It's the deluxe edition that we're using this week, and it's on Wonderground Music. It was released at the back end of last year, but it's worth a spin here on the air because a lot of listeners have not known about this album. The album's made in Canada, and the track that we're going to play with this time round are More Deeply In Love With You. But before that, here's a track that you'll recognise, which was written by Boy Meets Girl as well as Narada Walden. Here's Boy Meets Girl with How Will I Know.
I try to phone, but I'm too
every breath I feel my heart beats pounding my soul awake. And I am free, there is life after all. These vital signs that rise as I fall.
That fabulous Boy Meets Girl, More Deeply In Love With You. And before that you heard, what was the track that you heard? It was, how will I know? Well, of course we do know. It was actually sung by Whitney Houston, wasn't it? But it was actually written by Boy Meets Girl with Narada Michael Walden. That's it was, who co-wrote the song with Boy Meets Girl. So they are the two tracks taken from their brand new album, Boy Meets Girl, called Five. It's the deluxe edition, the vinyl, and it's on Wonderground Music. So we'll have another album of the week on next week's show. And by the way, Boy Meets Girl there, somebody asked, what was the mix there? That was the martini mix there. Just thought I'd let you know about that. Also, I've had a bit of feedback as well with regards to my interview with Alan Clark. Somebody said, where can you hear the full interview? Because you mentioned that. Well, yes, if you head over to YouTube, type in there The Hollies, or type in Phil Wilson Chats with Alan Clark, and it's Alan with double L, and it's Clark with an E on the end, then you'll be able to watch the full interview, which is on half an hour. It's absolutely fantastic. Lots of bits that hasn't been included on the air here on Phil Wilson's Vinyl Revival. So head over there right now onto YouTube and type in The Hollies, look down their list, and you'll be able to listen to the interview and watch the interview as well. So, which is a good bit of a laugh, is there? Some insight there into what was going on in the days of The Hollies and all the rest of it. So it's absolutely fantastic, that interview. Thank you to Alan again for joining me on the show. Who's going to be next week? You never know. Stay tuned to find out. Still to come, we've got our oddity of the week. Now, have you got the answer correct yet? Because I'm going to give you the clues for the final time, and you've got actually a couple of minutes extra this week to think about the answer, because we're going to have our 78 Super Oldie soon, because we didn't have it earlier on there. So here's the clues once again. The artist mentioned throughout this song was a regular at his local shop. But did he buy anything? And the second clue is, this guy painted pictures on cardboard. They are worth a bit now. That's this guy painted pictures on cardboard. They are worth a bit now. Any ideas what the answer is? Get the answers in right now to this radio station. And we will do that in about 5 minutes from now. In the meanwhile, let's go back to 1999 with a Roy Malone's King edit version of Wham 2 Project. Wham 2 Project. King of My Castle. I think I have to go and grab a coffee. What's going on there? Sounds like Elvis is just coming in the building. Where is he?
Must be the reason why I'm king of my castle. Must be the reason why I'm free in my trestle. Must be the reason why I'm king of my castle. Must be the reason why I'm making examples of you.
King of My Castle from 1999 on Phil Wilson's Vinyl Revival. 78 Super Oldie. And this week, the 78 Super Oldie is coming from a former nurse turned singer who was born in her parents' carnival caravan in Pontyberlem in Carmarthenshire and was married to Roger Moore from 1953 to 1968. We're going to play the B-side, would you believe? Yes, the B-side of a fantastic tune, which is very slow actually, the tune, the A side, Come Home to My Arms from 1956 on Pi Nixer Records. But we're going to play the B side, It's Someone to Love, absolutely fantastic, bellowing out a great tune with Dorothy Squires and the Tony Osborne Orchestra and the Beryl Stott Chorus. We'll not forget them. We'd get wrong. Should we shout in your ear? Dorothy, listen to this voice. Amazing.
Man can build a city, write a book, or sing a ditty. I can mention quite a few inventions. But he needs someone to love. Man can be a tailor or a soldier or a sailor. He can even fly up in the sky. Wave. But he needs someone to love. The ocean start a nation with an ocean like Columbus. He'll discover something, but he needs someone to love. Or if he's all alone, what good are these wonderful things? He needs someone to love. A girl can take an empty room, she can make it very soon into a new enchanted heaven, but she needs someone to love. She can be a heroine and beat most any fella in the way to cook the finest dinner, but she needs someone to love. She can be the breath of spring and change a beggar to a king, most anything a girl can manage, but she needs someone to love. Or if she's all alone, what good are these wonderful things? She needs someone to love. And just as long as time shall be, every day just longs to hear somebody say, I love you, won't you please be mine alone? We need someone to love. For if we're all alone, what good are these wonderful things? We need someone to love. For if we're all alone, what good are these wonderful things?
Wasn't that amazing there on Pi Nixer Records there, back to 1956 with Dorothy Squires, with the Tony Osborne Orchestra and the Beryl Stott Chorus with Someone to Love. And we'll have another 78 Super Oldie on next week's show, and if you'd like to suggest one, hopefully we've got it in the collection. Hey, my goodness, it's amazing actually. My father that actually said, my dad, he said, says, why don't you play them 78s, you know, on your Phil Wilson's Vine Revival? So that's what we're doing, so it's all his fault.
Phil Wilson's Oddity of the Week.
Phil Wilson's.
Yes, hello to Roy there, listening in Gator there in Hillary. It's all Roy's fault there. The oddity of the week this week, clue was, the artist mentioned throughout this song was a regular at his local shop. But did he buy anything? And then the second clue, which actually does tie in very smartly, this guy painted pictures on cardboard. They are worth a bit now. Now, if you put it all together, if you think of an artist, we're talking about maybe a painter. And this painter, he painted on cardboard. And it was actually cardboard that was from his local shop, because he went to his local shops and got cardboard boxes and then painted on them. And he actually painted matchstock men and matchstock cats and dogs. So that is the answer. It's Brian and Michael as our oddity of the week. It's of course L.S. Lowry who the painter is. You see, it all fits together like a glove, like a glove.
He painted Salford smoky tops on cardboard boxes from the shop and parts of Ancoats where I used to play. I'm sure he once walked down our street cause he painted kids who had out on the feet. The clothes he wore had all seen better days. Said his works of art were dull, no room, all wrap, the walls are full. But Lowry didn't care much anyway. They said